Recently, a couple of studies were taken to find out why so many young American adults are dropping out of churches.
就是有些研究呢，想要发现为什么这么多年轻人他们都渐渐都不去教会了。
And here are some of their findings.
So, 那个结果是这样。
In general, these young adults saw churches as being judgmental, overprotective, exclusive, and unfriendly toward doubters.
一般来说呢，这些年轻人觉得教会呢，他们很喜欢论断人，他们呢过度的保护，而且呢排外，而且对信仰有怀疑的人呢，他们是不友善的。
One out of every six felt judged by the church for the mistakes that they had made.
所以六分之一的人觉得呢，他们曾经犯过错误，而且呢，他们被教会的人论断了。
One out of three felt that church is boring.
那三分之一的人觉得教会很无聊。
And one out of five felt like God is missing from the church.
那五分之一的人觉得神根本就没有在教会里面。
There seems to be many people discontent with church today, at least here in America.
至少就美国而言呢，看起来好像很多人对教会都很不满。
Many people think that they can love Jesus but not love the church.
所以很多人觉得说他们可以爱耶稣，可是他们却不爱教会。
However, is this really possible?
那这个可能吗？
So guys, imagine that you're married to the woman of your dreams.
那我们想象一下，如果呢，今天你在你的跟你的梦中情人结婚了。
She's not perfect, but you're crazy about her.
那你的太太呢，虽然不是最完美的，但是你是疯狂的爱她。
So imagine that one day you look outside of your house and you notice that an old abandoned warehouse is up in flames.
那你想想有一天呢，你从窗外一看，发现在附近有一个仓库呢，就是着了大火了。
You run closer to see what's happening, and then you hear that somebody is crying out for help.
所以你跑到那边去看一看，就听到了有人从里面呼叫求救了。
So you go in and you find out that a young man is trapped underneath a fallen beam.
所以呢，你跑进去看，就发现一个年轻人呢，他被一个掉下来的柱子压住了。
You pull off the beam off the young man, and you carry him over to safety.
所以你把那个大柱移开，然后把这个年轻人就扛出去了。
Along the way, you get second degree burns, and you're taken to the hospital.
所以你在救他的时候，自己受到了二度灼伤，所以呢，就被送医院了。
The young man comes to visit you at your hospital room, and he thanks you so much for rescuing him.
那这年轻人来医院探望你，然后呢，拼命的谢谢你救了他的生命。
You find out that he's actually a homeless man, and who has been living in an abandoned warehouse to stay out of the elements.
所以呢，你发现这个年轻人呢，原来他是无家可归的，他就是躲在仓库里面休息一下。
And now he has no place to stay.
那现在他连去的地方都没有了。
You talk to your wife and you both agree to invite him to stay at your place and to help him find a job.
那你就跟你太太讨论之后呢，你们决定请这个年轻人住到你们家，给他有地方住，然后又帮助他找工作。
He accepts your offer with gratitude.
所以呢，他极度的感谢你。
So on the first day that he stays at your house, your wife puts in her best effort in making a welcome dinner for the young man.
所以他来到你家的第一天呢，你的太太呢就尽她的所能煮一餐最好吃的晚餐请他吃。
Throughout the meal, the young man says, "Oh, I'm so thankful for you that you rescued me."
那这个整个晚餐的过程呢，这个年轻人不断的谢谢你救了他的生命。
He laughs at all your jokes.
那你讲笑话就拼命笑。
And he finds so many things to compliment you about.
然后呢，他找到各样的事情呢，可以大大的称赞你。
But at the end of the meal, he looks at your wife and he says this.
但是呢，在晚餐之后呢，他看着你的太太，他就这样说。
You know, this meal has to be the most disgusting tasting food I have ever eaten.
然后说，你知道吗？这个晚餐是我一辈子当中吃过最难吃的晚餐。
The meatloaf tasted like a hockey puck.
你那个肉饼啊，吃起来好像那个打曲棍球的那个球一样，那么硬。
The broccoli was overcooked and mushy and bland.
你那个西兰花煮过头了，又烂又没味道。
You know, with the way that you cook, I really don't understand how you could be so overweight.
你煮饭这么难吃，我还真难想象你怎么还会这么胖呢？
Now, how would you feel about that?
那你心里作何感想呢？
Would you think, well, at least he likes me?
你可以想说，没关系，他喜欢我就好了。
No, you'd be upset because you love your wife, and when he criticizes your wife, it's like he's criticizing you.
那你心里肯定是很不舒服啊，因为当他在批评你太太的时候，你由于爱你太太的缘故，你觉得你也受到批评。Well,
the Bible calls the church the bride of Christ.
所以教会，圣经里面讲说，教会是耶稣的心腹。So
when we bash the church, we're also bashing Christ.
所以当我们抨击教会的时候，我们就是在攻击基督。If
we love Christ, we need to love His wife.
所以我们如果爱耶稣、爱基督的话，我们就必须爱他的心腹。But
how can we love the church with all her warts and idiosyncrasies?
但是我们如何爱这样子的教会，充满了许多的肮脏的污秽，那个毒病，然后又有很多这个他们很独有的缺点呢？
How can we love our fellow Christians when sometimes they're self-righteous or hypocritical or sometimes even downright mean?
而且呢，对于许多的基督徒，他们呢，要么就是自以为意，或者是假扮为善，有一些甚至于是非常的恶劣的态度。这些人，我们怎么爱他们呢？
How can we love the church when sometimes it seems boring or even irrelevant to our lives?
或者是在教会当中，你可能觉得说很无聊，或者教会主讲的东西对我你的生命一点关系都没有。那我们怎么样爱这样的教会呢？
The answer can be found in Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 and 2.
答案呢，我们可以在哥罗西书3章1至2节看到。
And to save time, Mavis will read it in Chinese.
好，我用中文读。所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
If we are going to learn to love the church, we need to focus on the goodness of Christ rather than all the problems within the church.
所以呢，如果我们要学习怎么样爱教会的话呢，我们就必须学习怎么样爱基督的好，而不是在看说教会的缺点是什么。
Say, well, I can tell how this verse says something about focusing on Christ, but I don't see anything about what it has to do with the church.
然后有人就说，哎，在这几个章节里面，他说，有讲到说怎么样爱基督，但是没有讲到怎么爱教会啊。
Then take a look at verse 11.
那我们从看十一节，在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
To modernize this verse, we could say, here there is no English speaker or Chinese speaker.
所以我们现代话来讲呢，意思就是说，在这里我们不要讲说是说英文的还是说中文的。
Church baby or recent convert.
那是在教会长大的孩子，还是说你是最近才刚刚信主的。
Townie or gowny.
是受过高等教育的，或是没有那么多学问的。
IC student or Cornell student.
那到底是 Ithaca College的学生 还是 Cornell的学生。
For Christ is all and is in all.
因为耶稣是我们的全部，他也是我们所有人的全部。
This verse is saying that those things within the church that naturally divide us no longer do, because Christ is the most important thing, and He indwells in all of Christians.
那在这里讲的就是说呢，平常在教会当中，很多平常会把我们分裂的这些因素呢，就再也不是这些因素了，因为基督住在我们每一个人的里面。In
other words, if we remember that Christ is in every Christian in our church, we will be able to love every Christian in our church.
所以如果我们记得基督是住在每一个基督徒的当中的话，那我们就有办法爱每一个基督徒。
If you focus on the people in the church, sooner or later you're going to be disillusioned with the church.
因为呢，如果你把焦点呢都放在人的身上的话呢，很快我们就会失望。You'll
discover that the leader that you really admire in the church, that he actually struggles with sin.
因为很快就会发现呢，你在教会里面可能很崇拜某一个小组长，但是呢，原来那个人他也为罪所捆绑。
you'll find out that the friend that you counted on isn't actually always there for you.
你会发现呢，一个朋友你觉得你总是可以靠得住的，就发现他其实并不是永远都在你的身旁。
You'll find that the pastor from time to time preaches a boring sermon.
你会发现呢，牧师有时候呢也会讲一些很无聊的这个讲道。
And when that happens, you'll be tempted to leave your church and to head towards greener pastures.
所以呢，在这个状况之下呢，常常我们就说离开这个教会，去找一些更好的地方。
But you may discover that no church really meets up to your standard, and so you may totally just drop out of church altogether.
所以你可能后来发现说，没有一个教会是达到你所期望的标准，所以你干脆就不去教会了。
The Bible says that if we focus on Christ, then we'll continue to love the church no matter what.
那圣经告诉我们说，如果我们焦点是放在耶稣的身上的话，那么我们就有办法可以不论在什么状况当中都可以继续爱我们的教会。
So in verses 12 through 17, the Apostle Paul explains how remembering Christ will transform the way that we think about church and how that we treat the people in the church.
所以呢，在这里面呢，从十二到十七节呢，就告诉我们说，我们如果记得基督的话，那我们就有办法用看这个教会呢，知道说我们如何对待在教会当中的人。
In particular, if we remember that Christ treated us with grace, then we're going to be willing to extend grace to the people that disappoint us.
所以，如果我们记得基督他把恩典赐给我们了，那我们就有办法记得在教会当中也把恩典传递到身边的人。
This passage is just saturated with grace.
所以这些经文当中呢，讲了有很多关于恩典的事情。
The word grace means that we receive something that we don't really deserve.
所以恩典的意思就是呢，我们得到的东西是我们不配得的。
Grace is not receiving a wage that we earned.
所以呢，恩典不是说我们做工得到的工价。
Instead, it's a gift that we receive.
就是一个我们得到的礼物。
So let's read this passage and make a note of every time the Apostle Paul mentions the word grace.
所以呢，当我来读下面这些经节的时候，我们来仔细看每一次你看到恩典的时候呢，你就把它注意一下。
I'm going to actually read this passage in the King James Version.Because in this particular case, it's actually more literal than most English translations. And it also highlights the word grace more than other translations do.
所以我要读的呢是英皇钦定本。因为在这个英文的这种英皇钦定本的翻译里面呢，在讲到恩典讲得比较清楚，而且它点出来在重要部分有点出来。
So take notice every time this passage mentions grace.
所以当我读到这个恩典这个字 grace 这个字的时候，你们就注意一下。
Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, longsuffering, forbearing with one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness.And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So,How many times do you see the word grace in this passage?
那你在我刚读的这里面，你们看到这个 grace 这个字，恩典这个字看了几遍？
Just one time, right?
是不是一遍？
Okay. So where do you see this word grace in the passage?
你看到是在哪里哪一节？
Verse 16, right? Singing with grace in your hearts.
对，他说心里存被感恩歌颂神。
But actually.Grace is referred in this passage five times. But since we are reading this passage in English, and I'm assuming Chinese, we can't really see the word.
其实呢，恩典这个字呢，在原文里面提到了五次，但是呢，我们用英文或者中文读的时候，读不出来，只读到一次。
But the Greek word for grace is charis.
所以呢, 在, 希腊文里面的 grace 是 charis.
And if we could read this passage in Greek, we could see this, this word five times in the passage.
所以如果用希腊文来读这个段章节的话呢，就会读到恩典这个字读到五遍。
So I know this might be Greek to you, but let's try to look at these verses in Greek and see if we can find the word charis.
这个呢看起来像希腊文，那它就是希腊文。所以呢，但是我们还是把它看一下。
So in verse 12, there is no direct mention of grace, but though the word grace is not used in this verse, the concept of grace is.
那十二节呢？这个恩典这个字没有确切用在里面，但是概念是有的。
Now in this next verse, we can see charis mentioned twice in the word charismenoi.
那在十三节我们看到 charis 这个字就恩典，可是讲过了两遍。
And it's translated as forgiving, and the past tense of the word, which is ekcharisato, is translated as forgave you, but it literally means extending grace.
那这个就是饶恕的意思。那真正这个原文呢，它意思是我们施展这个恩典。
So a very literal translation of this verse is forbearing with one another, extending grace to one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ extended grace to you, so also do ye.
所以呢，这个真正要翻译这一段的话呢，要说彼此包容。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，那主怎么样把恩典给你们？你们怎么样把恩典给人家
？So in verse 14, there is no mention of grace, although the word grace is not, although it's not used in this verse, the concept of grace is still there.
所以十四节呢，一样没有直接提到恩典这个字，但是呢，概念是在里面。
Next one, we see charis in eucharistoi.
然后在十五节呢，我们看到 charis 这个字。
And it's translated as thankful, but it literally means being mindful of grace.
那这个直接翻译的意思呢，就是说要心存恩典，或者是注意到恩典。
So the literal translation of this verse is, and let the peace of Christ or peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye mindful of grace.
所以如果直接翻译的话呢，就是说又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。你们也为此蒙召归为一体，而且呢，要心存恩典，注意到神的恩典。
In verse 16, we see the word charisatai, which is translated grace, just like it should be.
那在十六节里面呢，十六节翻译这个恩典就是直接翻了。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalm, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心存恩典，歌颂神。
And in verse 17, we see the word charis in eucharistuntes.
那在十七节呢，也是看到恩典这个字。
It's translated as giving thanks, but it literally means being mindful of the grace of.
那这翻译的话呢，意思就是说感谢，但是直接翻的意思呢，就是心里存这个给我们恩典的这个人。
So the literal translation of this verse is, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, being mindful of the grace of God and the Father by Him.
所以直接翻译的话就是说，无论做什么或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢赐我们恩典的这个父神。
So as we see, this passage is just saturated with grace.
所以我们看到这几个章节呢，里面充满了恩典。
And Paul tells us four different ways that remembering Christ's grace should motivate us to extend grace to the other people in our church.
所以在这里呢，使徒保罗教导我们说，如果我们记得基督的话，我们就有办法把恩典也赐给身边的人。
And the first way can be found in verse 12.
那第一个呢，我们看到在十二节。
Go ahead, read.
所以你们既是神的选民，蒙圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
The word elect means to be chosen.
所以呢，神的选民的意思就是神选的。
In other words, the Apostle Paul is telling us, since Christ chose us because he liked us, let's choose to be like Christ.
所以呢，使徒保罗的意思就是说呢，基督他选了我们，因为他喜欢我们，所以我们必须选择要像基督。
So let's first focus on the grace that Christ showed us by choosing us.
所以第一个我们来看看呢，神他的恩典是在哪里？是从拣选我们开始。
Imagine you're a little kid on the playground.
那你想，如果你是一个小孩，在这个那个公园里面玩。
Every day, the two best athletes choose the kids for the soccer team.
每天呢，这两个最好的运动员的小孩呢，他们就选说谁要当他们那组的。
But every day, you are the last kid that's ever chosen.
然后每天呢，你都是最后一个被选。
Because you're so.Uncoordinated.
因为你实在是手脚比较迟钝一点。
So finally, one guy says, "Oh man, do I have to take him? No, you take him."
有一天呢，是其中一个选人家，他就说啊，我真的要选他吗？他就跟另外一个说，那你选好了。
The other captain says, "I don't want him. You take him."
那另外说，那我也不要他，给你好了。
So it's just very embarrassing.
所以是非常的这个不好意思。
But a new guy just moves into the neighborhood.
但是呢，有个新的孩子，他刚刚搬过来。
He quickly proves that he is the best athlete in the neighborhood, and so he gets to be the captain to pick somebody to be on his team.
那新来的孩子呢，马上大家就知道他原来是这孩子里面那最运动、最有运动细胞的孩子。所以呢，现在他要来开始选谁要参加他这一组。
And so when it's his turn to pick.He looks at you as the very first person. He says, "I want you on my team."
所以呢，当他可以开始选的时候呢，他看着你，然后他第一个选的就是你，说我要选你来我这一组。
All the other kids start to snicker because they think that he's just kidding.
那其他孩子呢，心里是偷笑，他们想说啊，他已经在开玩笑。
But he says, "No, I'm serious. I want you on my team because I like you."
但是那个孩子说，不是，我真的要选你到我这一组来，因为我喜欢你。
See, that's what Christ did.
你知道吗？耶稣就是这样做。
He chose us, but it's not because we deserve to be on his team.
他拣选了我们，不是因为我们配得在他那一组里面。
The Bible says that when Christ chose us, that we were weak, sinful enemies of him.
圣经告诉我们说，当我们被拣选的时候，我们是一个无知，而且呢是冒犯主的人。
But he chose us because he likes us.
但是神他拣选了我们，因为他喜欢我们。
And now, as his chosen people, we are holy and dearly loved.
那现在身为神的选民，我们是圣洁的，而且是蒙爱的。
The word holy means to be set apart from sin.
那圣洁的意思呢，就是与罪分离了。
In other words, Christ helps us to overcome our sin.
也就是说，基督帮助我们可以。战胜罪恶。
The word translated as dearly love is agapeo, which means unconditional sacrificial love.
那蒙爱的意思呢？这个agapeo 这种爱呢，就是没有条件的、无私的爱、牺牲的爱。
In other words, no matter how long it takes us to overcome our sins.Christ still loves us just the way we are.
也就是说呢，不管我们是花了多少时间才能够战胜罪恶，神他还是一样的爱我们。
And so the Apostle Paul says, since Christ chose us because he likes us, let's choose to be like him.
所以使徒保罗的意思就是说，基督他拣选我们，因为他喜欢我们，我们就必须选择要像神一样。
It's interesting that the Apostle Paul tells us first.How we should be before he tells us what we should do.
所以呢，使徒保罗告诉我们说，我们必须要什么心态，才会有什么行动。
And so he lists five Christ-like characteristics that we should develop into our hearts.
所以呢，他就列出来了五个我们在心里面必须有的像基督一样的品格。
The first Christ-like characteristic is compassion.
那第一个像基督的品格呢是怜悯。
This word literally in the Greek means intestines of sympathy.
所以呢，如果直接翻译的意思呢，就是有这个怜悯的心肠。
In other words, we should care for those who are suffering so much that we can feel it in our gut.
所以也就是说我们要 深感别人的痛苦呢，就好像我们自己肠子里面的痛苦一样。
But sympathetic feelings are not enough.
但是你感受到人家的痛苦呢是不够的。
No, I don't want to discount the importance of feelings.
那我要讲的意思不是说你的感受是不重要。
Feelings are good if they propel us into action.
也就是说这感受呢如果可以让我们化为行动的话呢它就 很好。
But feelings are useless if we think that just because we feel bad for somebody that we have done our duty to them.
所以呢但是呢如果说我们只是同情人家然后觉得说哎我把分内该做好了就可以了那这样子的感觉呢就不够了。
That's why the Apostle Paul goes on to write that the second Christ-like characteristic that we should develop is kindness.
那所以呢，使徒保罗他接下来讲说，第二个必须要有品格呢，就是恩慈。
One commentator wrote that kindness is action that reveals compassion. Action that rises out of a sense of sympathy.
所以这个有一个圣经学者他就说，他说恩慈呢就是这个怜悯的行动。那有些这种行动呢，是因为你心里面同情别人所发出来的。
Kindness is when the rest of our body responds in a practical way to the feeling in our gut.
所以呢，恩慈的意思呢，就是说我们的身体感受到了我们肠子里面的感受，身体呢就透过行为表现出来。
You see, every day God has some divine appointments set up for us.
那每一天呢，其实神都有他属天的这个要我们做的事情。
Our balance of sympathy will alert us to those divine appointments.
所以我们这个怜悯的心肠呢，会让我们警觉到说，我们在行为上必须要怎么样做，才能够达到神要我们要做的属天的事情。
But our kindness will help us keep those divine appointments to help those people.
所以我们的恩慈，对，我们的恩慈呢，就会帮助我们把这个行动做出来。
The third Christ-like characteristic that we should develop is humility.
那第三个这个品格呢，就是谦虚。
Bill Gothard defines humility as the ability to recognize that it is actually God and others who are responsible for the achievements in your life.
这个Bill Gothard呢，他就说，谦虚的意思呢，就是我们有能力可以明白，我们所有的成就呢，都是神跟其他人所帮助我们达到的。
In other words, we do not take credit for the credit that belongs to God or other people who invested in our lives.
所以呢，我们并不把神还有其他人帮助我们的这些事情呢，以为这是我自己所成就的。
The fourth Christ-like characteristic that we should develop is meekness.
那第四个性品格呢，是温柔。
Meekness is when you give up your own rights for the needs of other people.
所以温柔的意思呢，就是你放弃自己的权利了，因为你要让别人能够得益处。
It's like when you are willing to suffer injury than to inflict it.
也就是说，你宁愿自己受伤，也不要你去让别人受伤。
It's the opposite of arrogance and self-assertiveness.
所以它的相反的意思呢，就是自大还有自夸。
It's a willingness to make concessions.
也就是说，这宁愿吃亏。
The fifth characteristic we should develop is patience.
那第五个品格呢，就是忍耐。
This literally means long suffering.
那忍耐的意思呢，就是长久的痛苦。
It's the ability to suffer a long time without getting angry.
也就是说，你有能力呢，可以长久的痛苦，却是不发怒。
The long suffering person is not looking for a fight.
所以在一个忍耐或者是能够忍受长久痛苦的人呢，他是不会去跟人家争斗的。
He doesn't make a mountain out of a molehill.
他也不会呢把小事看成一件大，变成以小化大。
He's slow to anger.
他是慢慢的动怒。
The second way that remembering Christ's grace should motivate us to extend grace to the people in our church is found in verses 13 through 15.
那在13节到15节呢，我们学习到第二个方式，让我们怎么样把恩典传给身边的人呢？我们可以看到，倘若这人与那人有了嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体， 并要存感谢的心。
In other words, the Apostle Paul is saying, since Christ extended grace to us after we had done harm to him, we should extend grace to others after they have done harm to us.
那也就是说呢，基督告诉我们说，既然你们对我伤害了我，可是我却把恩典给你们了，你们也要为给你们伤害的人给他们恩典。
I have a friend who had served in the Marines and then later became a pastor.
啊，我有个朋友呢，他以前是海军，后来呢，他成为一个牧师。
He told me that in all of his years that he served in the Marines, he never met anybody as mean as some of the people in his church.
他说他在军队里面呢做这么多年，他没有碰到一个人呢像他在教会里面碰到人这么恶劣。
They lied about him.
他们呢说谎，说他的不是。
They criticized him.
批评他。
They tried to kick him out of his church.
他们还想要把他从教会踢出去。
Sometimes there are mean people in church.
所以常常我们可能在教会会碰到这些态度恶劣的人。
In a former church that I served in, I saw people getting up in the annual congregation meeting and yelling at each other.
所以在我以前服侍教会当中呢，我曾经见过在会员大会的时候呢，这个会众站起来彼此互骂。
Sometimes people aren't trying to be mean. They're just insensitive or judgmental.
啊，有时候这些人他们不是故意要好像对对方不好，但是呢，他们个人呢是对这些事情都不小心注意，而且呢，可能是喜欢论断。
But whether a person intentionally hurts you or unintentionally hurts you, it still hurts, and there's always that temptation to try to hurt that person back.
所以不论人家是有意无意伤害我们呢，都我们还是受伤了。所以常常我们容易陷入这样的试探，想要报仇。
Or at least try to avoid them.
或者我们就至少想要避开这些人。
But the Apostle Paul tells us that we should be mindful of God's grace and that we should go out of our way to extend grace to those people who are mean to us.
但是使徒保罗告诉我们说，我们要心存记得神的恩典，并且要把这些恩典呢给那些伤害我们的人。
So how do we extend this kind of grace to those mean people?
所以我们怎么样把恩典给这些对我们不好、态度恶劣的人呢？
Luke 6 verses 27 through 28, Jesus gives us the answer.
在路加福音六章二十七到二十八节，耶稣给我们的这个答案。
Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you.
在路加福音六章二十七到二十八节，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他好，咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。
When I was in high school, I had a band teacher who called me a liar in front of the whole band.
啊，当我在高中的时候，我参加了这个管乐队。那我们的那个教练呢，他当着所有的人面前说我是一个说谎的人。
And honestly, I didn't even do anything wrong.
那说实话，我真的是没有做错什么事情。
I became very bitter to him, and it's like I started to hate him.
所以我心里非常的苦毒，我也很恨他。
But then I read this passage.
但是我读了这一段章节。
And I couldn't muster up love for him.
但是我没有办法叫我说要爱他。
I didn't want to do good for him.
我也不想要对他做什么好的事情。
I couldn't think of anything nice to say about him.
我也心里想不出什么好话来说他。
So I decided to pray for him.
所以我就决定我为他祷告吧。
So every day I would pray for my band teacher.
对，每天我都为我管乐队的教练祷告。
And as the days went by, I began to actually love him.
所以当一天一天日子过去了之后呢，我开始慢慢的爱他。
And I began to treat him well, even if he treated me unfairly.
所以我慢慢就有能力呢，可以虽然他对我不好，但是我可以对他好。
Are there some Christians who have been unkind to you?
你们是不是试过有其他的基督徒对你是没有恩慈的？
Don't try to hurt him back.
不要报仇。
Instead, be mindful of the grace of Christ and then treat them with grace.
相反的，我们要记得神给我们的恩典，所以我们也把恩典给这些人。
The next way that remembering Christ's grace should motivate us to extend grace to the people in our church is found in verse 16.
那接下来在十六节呢，我们还可以看到怎么样我们可以因为神的恩典关系，我们把恩典给身边的人。当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
In other words, the Apostle Paul is telling us, since Christ has communicated His grace to us, we should communicate His grace back to others.
也就是说，使徒保罗告诉我们，因为基督他把恩典赐给我们了，我们也要把恩典给其他人。
The deists believe that God does not communicate to humans, but instead He's left us to ourselves.
那自然神论者这些人呢，他们觉得说神他创造了我们之后呢，就不管我们了。
But Christians believe that Christ communicates His love and grace through the Bible.
但是基督徒相信，基督他还是在跟我们说话，他用圣经里的话语跟我们说话。
We could say that the Bible is Christ's love letter to us.
我们也可以说，圣经就是神给我们的情书。
And He lets us know that He died on the cross for our sins, and that He rose again to give us eternal life.
所以我们要记得，他在十字架上为我们死，他也从死里复活，也给我们新的生命。
And He lets us know that He created us for a purpose and.Therefore, we can do something in this world that nobody else will do.
那他也让我们知道说，他创造了我们是有目的的，也就是说，我们在这个世上能够做其他人所不能做的事。
We can make an impact for eternity.
我们可以在永恒当中做有意义的事情。
And since Christ has communicated His love and grace to us, we should communicate our love and grace to other people in our church.
那既然基督他已经把恩典让我们知道了，告诉了我们，我们也必须把恩典让其他的人知道。
Paul tells us to do this by teaching and admonishing.
所以呢，这个使徒保罗就告诉我们说，要怎么做呢？就是要要彼此教导，互相劝诫。
Teaching means to tell people the truth, why it's the truth, and how to live out the truth.
所以教导的意思呢，就是要告诉别人什么是什么是这个真理，那为什么这个是真理，我们怎么样行出真理。
Admonishing means that we warn them that if they don't live out that truth, that there are going to be negative consequences.
那劝诫的意思呢，就是让人家知道说，如果没有按着真理而行的话，是有后果的。
In other words,Grace does not mean that we tolerate sinful lifestyles.
也就是说，恩典呢，并不是说我们必须要容忍这个犯罪的生活。
And certainly, it does not mean that we condemn sinful people.
但是它也不意思不是说我们要去谴责这个犯罪的人。
Instead, grace means that we love the sinful person just the way they are, but we love them too much to let them stay the way that they are.
那这个恩典是什么意思呢？就是我们爱这些人，就是让他原来的样子爱他。但是因为我们这么爱他，我们没有办法让他继续按照原来的样子生活。
And notice it's not just the job of the pastor to teach and admonish.
所以我们要记得，不光这个劝诫呢，不是只是牧师的工作。
Paul says teaching and admonishing one another.
因为呢，使徒保罗说要彼此教导，彼此劝诫。
In other words, it's the job of every Christian to admonish other Christians when we see them going astray.
所以呢，也就是这是每一个基督徒刚看到别人陷入罪恶当中的时候呢，我们就要彼此劝诫。
So one way that we can communicate God's grace to each other is by singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs in our hearts to the Lord.
那还有另外一个方式呢，我们跟把神的恩典告诉别人呢，就是用诗章、颂词、灵歌，用我们的心来唱出来。
In other words, when we sing from the hymn book, primarily we're singing to God. It's like we're serenading to God.
所以呢，我们在唱圣诗的时候呢，我们是把诗歌献给神。
But secondly, we're teaching each other.
但是呢，我们也是在彼此教导。
We're basically teaching and saying that what we are seeing is true, and we want everybody in the room to believe that it's true also.
那我们教导的是什么呢？就是我们所唱的东西是真实的。我们希望每一个人听到都知道我们所唱的是真实的。
Yeah, I realize that maybe some of you just don't like singing, and you might be tempted just to remain silent while everybody else is singing.
那我发现我在当中可能有一些人不喜欢唱歌，所以当大家在唱诗歌的时候呢，你可能就保持安静。
But consider this: is this passage commanding you to sing to God and to sing to each other?
但是当我们在看这段圣经的时候，我们是不是觉得神他是在叫我们，他要求我们要献诗歌给神，也献诗歌给身边的人呢？
So if you don't sing, are you being disobedient?
所以如果你不唱诗歌的话，是不是就表示你叛逆了呢？
But even more important than singing with your mouth is to sing with your heart.
但是呢，比用嘴巴唱诗歌还更重要是用你的心来唱。
Sometimes we sing with our mouths, but it's like our brains are neutral.
但是有时候我们唱诗歌的时候呢，嘴巴在唱，可是头脑是不动的。
But since Christ has expressed his love for us with his heart, let's express our love to him from the bottom of our hearts.
所以呢，既然耶稣他已经把他的恩典告诉了我们，我们也把我们的爱告诉耶稣。
So don't let your mind wander when you're singing a song in church.
所以当我们在唱诗歌的时候呢，不要心里就想到其他的事情上面去了。
The fourth thing that we should do can be found in verse 17.
那另外一个我们能做的事情呢，是在十七节。无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
In other words, the Apostle Paul is saying, since Christ did everything for us, we should do everything for him.
那也就是说，使徒保罗告诉我们说，基督已经为我们做了各样的事情，那我们也要把做各样事情来给他。
Our gratitude for the grace of God should motivate us to do everything for him.
那我们感谢基督给我们的个恩典，所以我们就愿意为耶稣做任何的事。
The way that we treat the people in church and the way that we participate in church should reflect that we are eternally grateful to God.
所以我们在教会当中所做各样事情呢，必须能够反映出来，我们是在为神的永恒做事。
In other words, it's like our entire life is a thank you note back to God.
所以好像是我们整个一生呢，是在写一个感谢函给神。
I'd like to close my sermon with two poems by unknown poets.
那最后呢，我想跟大家分享两个诗，两首诗。
First, to dwell with saints we love, that will be grace and glory. To live below with saints we know, well, that's another story.
在天堂跟众圣徒同住呢，是恩典跟荣耀。但是在地上跟众圣徒同住的话呢，那就是另外一回事。
But the poet is wrong.
那其实这个诗是不对的。
When to live with imperfect saints we know, that's when we can really experience grace and glory.
因为呢，在跟这些不完美的圣徒一起居住的时候呢，这才是我们更多可以经历恩典跟荣耀的时候。
Because when we choose not to drop out of church,
因为我们选择的不要离开教会
，or hop from one church to another,
或者是从教会搬到另外一个到处找教会
，or just bash the church,
或者我们如果抨击教会的话
，we demonstrate.When we don't do those things, we demonstrate grace to the people in the church, and thus we bring glory to Christ.
所以当我们在不做这些事情的话呢，我们就是把恩典告诉了众人，也把荣耀归给神。
As a result, we're no longer part of the problem of being part of the community that lacks grace.
所以呢，结果就是我们虽然是在一个没有什么恩典的这个社区当中，但是呢，我们却不造成这里面的困难问题。
Instead, we're part of the solution.
相反呢，我们却是这个问题的答案。
And that's the moral of the final story.
所以呢，那最后这首诗呢，就是这样讲。
I think that I shall never see a church that's all it ought to be, a church that has no empty pews, whose preacher never has the blues, a church whose deacon's always deek and none is proud but all are meek, where gossips never peddle lies or make complaints or criticize, where all are always sweet and kind and all to others faults are blind.
我想我永远都不会找到完美的教会，因为呢，像那样的教会呢，他们从来都是座无虚席。这个牧师呢，从来也没有什么忧郁。那这个长老跟执事呢，都是忠心的做他们的事情。那每一个人呢，都不骄傲，却是温柔。那在当中也没有人传舌，然后呢，也没有人埋怨或者是批评。所以呢，每一个人都好像说很好，也很恩慈。而且呢，看到都没有看到别人的缺点。
Such perfect churches there may be, but none of them are known to me. But still we'll work and pray and plan to make our church the best we can. If you could find the perfect church without one fault or smear, for goodness sake, don't join that church. You'll spoil the atmosphere. If you should find the perfect church, then don't you ever dare to tread upon such holy ground. You'd be misfit there.
所以呢，可能你会找到这样子的教会，但是呢，我确实从来没看过。但是我们还是要继续努力祷告，而且计划要让我们的教会呢成为他最好的形象。如果你可以找到一个完美的教会的话，一点缺点都没有的话，你最好不要参加，因为你会破坏那边的气氛。如果你找到这样子完美的教会的话呢，实在是不要去踩在他们的圣土上面，因为你是会格格不入。
But since no perfect church exists made of imperfect man, then let's cease looking for that church and love the one we're in. Of course, it's not a perfect church. That's simple to discern. But you and I and all of us could cause the tide to turn.
所以既然我们在不完美的人组成的教会当中找不到完美的教会，那我们就不要再找了。我们必须要彼此相爱。当然我们的教会是不完美的教会，这是显而易见的。但是你跟我都可以努力的来转移这个局势。
So how about you?
那你们呢？
Are you tired of seeing Christians withhold grace from one another?
你是不是看到基督徒不要把恩典给彼此？你是不是看了觉得很厌烦了呢？
Then are you going to be part of the problem or part of the solution?
那你是要在里面成为他们的问题，还是成为他们的解答？
Please be part of the solution by helping our church be saturated with the grace of God.
所以我们怎么样成为大家的解答呢？就是在教会当中把恩典散布开来。
Today we're going to take part in communion.
今天我们有饼杯。
The communion is also saturated with grace.
那我们的饼杯圣餐也是充满了恩典。
Because the bread symbolizes that Jesus was willing to have his body broken for us.
因为这个饼的意思呢，就代表了耶稣他愿意破碎他的身体为我们而死。
And the cup symbolizes that Jesus was willing to have his blood shed for our sins.
那杯呢，象征的就是耶稣他愿意为我们流出他的宝血。
When you think about what Jesus did for you, you should extend grace to others.
当我们回想耶稣他愿意为我们所做这些事情，我们就愿意把恩典也传播给别人。
Have you been withholding your grace from other people?
我们是不是常常不愿意把恩典给别人呢？
Have you been refusing to forgive those who have hurt you?
是不是我们不愿意饶恕曾经伤害过我们的人呢？
Then you're actually living in sin.
那我们实在就活在罪恶当中。
We should forgive as Christ forgave us.
我们必须要饶恕，就如同耶稣饶恕我们一样。
So before you partake of the communion, make sure that, you know, just evaluate your life and see if there's any sin.
所以在我们领圣餐之前，让我们自省，让我们看看在我们里面有没有犯罪没有。
If there is any sin, then make sure that you confess that sin to God.
如果我们里面有罪恶的话，让我们在饼杯之前，就向神 承认我们的过犯。
If you are unwilling to confess your sins to God, then instead of taking of communion today, let the elements pass you by.
但是如果我们不愿意认我们的过犯的话，那今天就不要领饼杯。
Because when we partake of communion and there's still unconfessed sins in our life, the Bible says that we are taking of the communion in an unworthy way.
所以如果我们当我们还是罪有罪的时候而领圣餐的话，圣经告诉我们说，我们就是干犯主耶稣，干犯我们的身体。
But if you are a baptized Christian and you have confessed your sins, then we encourage you to partake of the communion with us.
但是如果你是已经受洗的基督徒，你也愿意认自己的罪的话，那么我们欢迎你，也鼓励你要领圣餐。
But please wait until all have been served.
但是当我们请大家都等到每一个人都拿到圣餐的时候，再一起领受。
And if you have not yet put your faith in Jesus or been baptized, then I encourage you to talk to either me or one of the church leaders, and we'd be glad to help you take the next step in your spiritual life.
那你如果还没有信主或者还没有受洗的话，那我邀请你来跟我谈，或者跟教会的长执谈。但是今天就先不领圣餐。